Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Is one of those things on your bucket list to maybe run a marathon, or maybe even a half marathon, or maybe just a 10K? For me, the thought of running a marathon, it's just an amazing feat. I've never done it, and I really just applaud those who do even one marathon. Well, our next guest has completed all 38 Dublin marathons, and she's 65. Wow, isn't that incredible? We might be tempted to put our runners away and relax for a while. She's taken on a new running challenge. She's running the full coast of Ireland. Yeah, that's it. The entire coast. I know, it's hard to imagine, isn't it? And she's doing it all for a great cause. On the line to tell us about this challenge and her chosen charity, we have runner Mary Nolan Hickey. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great this morning. I'm in Ross's Point here in Sligo. I'm having my day off. I have one day off a week, and I'm in the lovely Ross's Point this morning.
So, Mary, were you always into running marathons and running kind of long distance, or when did you get into it?
Well, I'm actually running 50 years this year, and I started by doing 400 metres, and anything longer than 800 metres, I would just go, no way, I'm not running two laps, I'm not running four laps. But then Dublin City Marathon came in 1980, and I'd been 12 years running, and I had a crack at the first Dublin Marathon, and I found it was very, very tough and very, very difficult and very emotional at the finish, but I kind of enjoyed it in a strange way, and that was me then trotting to the line of Dublin Marathon every year, and it just became something I did, and I've ran a few hundred Ks and things like that. So this year, being as I'm 50 years old, and I just decided to do something a little bit more crazy, and I thought of what'll I do? And this was New Year's last year. I thought, I'm going to head off and I'm going to try and run around. Run, walk mostly, but it's 90% running the whole coast of Ireland. And I live in a coastal town. So I said, I would do this for the RNLI because it's, you know, we have our own lifeboat station and we've had our tragedies. And you hear about the tragedies around the country. And I just thought that would be the reason to run around the coast. The coastal services are the RNLI and the Coast Guard. So here I am in Sligo.
Here you are. So you started the run on New Year's Day. Where did you start then, Mary?
I started in Arklow, County Wicklow, at the lifeboat station in Arklow at 9 a.m. on New Year's morning. And I think I've had 4 or 5 days off since I started. I'm actually going better than I thought I would. And you know what? I actually visualised leaving my own town and having hardly anyone with me. I had a couple of people sort of keeping an eye on me in Arklow, but I didn't have a backup team. I haven't hardly been on my own at all. I've had the most magnificent support from the RNLI and from just the people around the whole country, north, south, east, and hopefully west by the time I'm finished. And I have runners with me, walkers with me, support. I have this heavy bag and it magically disappears every morning and reappears where I'm staying the next night. I haven't had to put my hand in my pocket. The generosity has been unreal from people around the coast. That it just feels like very much a small community. All of a sudden, the whole island just feels like one place. I never feel on my own. It's brilliant.
And so how does that happen, Mary, as you're running around? Do people just kind of see you and stop and want to chat to you? Or are you just kind of telling people when you've slowed down for a bit what you're doing?
No, we have a Facebook page and it's called the RNLI Lap of the Map 2018, or just the Lap of the Map. And I have a team of 6 or 7 people at home in Arklow now looking after me. And they are kind of planning out. I planned out to Malinhead myself, but they are now, because I just lost the will to live after that, I said I can't be putting circles on a map. And they now plan out my distances, and they know what I'm able to do each day. I was running 50K days earlier on, but now my probably distance is up to 24 miles and some shorter days and maybe the odd longer day. And it's working out like a dream at the moment. It's so well planned from home in Arklow. All I have to do is look at what they've organised for me. But sure, look, yesterday I had a seaweed bath and a massage and a whole lot here in Sligo. They're planning my rest days and my accommodation day by day, and it's magnificent.
So how many kilometres will you run in total then, Mary, and how long is it going to take?
You know, I actually don't know because I never really, you know, because I'm staying on the safest roads nearest the coast and I'm visiting as many lifeboat stations as I can. I think I'm off around 1,000 kilometres at the moment. I reckon it won't be much more than maybe 3,000 or something like that. It's not as bad as we originally thought because I'm not doing every little nook and cranny. I'm not doing the inland waterways. I take the ferries across, and I might even be rowing across one because I'm in the Arklow Rowing Club, and they'll be coming up with our boat, and I'll actually help them row across at some stage one of the bodies of water. So it's okay, it's grand. I mean, I'm actually enjoying it. Now, some days it's tough on the road. The weather conditions have been very harsh up to now. It's thrown everything at me, from Storm Eleanor to sleet and snow to bitterly cold, lots of windy days. But the magnificent scenery that I've seen, it takes your mind off it altogether, you know. And I've seen Ireland like I'd never see it in my life.
You're seeing it from a very different perspective. Have you had any favourite places that you've ran through so far, Mary?
Do you know what? I have to say, and it's not just a cliche, because I'm doing the coast, all of the beautiful coast. I mean, I've had the odd day where I wouldn't be on the best and most beautiful parts of towns and counties. I'd be in traffic and that, but mostly I'm on the most beautiful coast. And I've seen, you know, each place is different, you know. There's different mountains, different flats, there's different water views. It's just magnificent, the whole thing, you know. We have a beautiful island, haven't we?
So, Mary, what is your daily routine like? How do you start the day, and what happens after you get up and put the runners on?
Well, I get up every morning fairly early, and I try to have a breakfast. Now, it's not ideal. Sometimes I'll have the full fry up because I just feel I need it. So then the first 40 minutes to an hour of the day is not the most comfortable, but I start off nice and easy. And my routine is I run at a nice, steady little pace. And if there's any, I don't push myself up hills because I keep my heart rate at a nice low working pace. So if there's big hills, my one rule is I walk up the hills. If they're just gentle rises, I can jog them. But if it's a proper old climb up, I walk up because I don't want the heart rate to be risen too high. And then I trot along at an even pace. And people who come out to join me understand, and I make sure we're all running in a line if we're in traffic, safely at all costs. And it's just working out because there's people joining me and chatting with me. Like yesterday, we'd done 24 miles, but it didn't feel like 24 miles because we had about three little schools out to greet me, the children out at the school. No, because I'm being tracked, they know I'm coming. And obviously, you stop and you have a little old chat with the kids and get some photographs and a little video. So it's brilliant. It's the feeling is fantastic. I actually feel like almost like a little bit of a celebrity when I come to places.
Being uplifted and waved off and cheered on. What is the thing, Mary, that's kept you going? As you've mentioned, you've been running through all sorts of weather systems. You know, when the wind has been beating on your face and you're maybe soaked from the rain and getting tired, what has been keeping you going?
Well, I'm a very determined, stubborn person of 65 years of age. And I think of people in the lifeboats, they have to go out in all weather. When they get the shout, they have to just get up and go. They can't go, I'm not going today, it's too cold, it's too wet. So the thing is, I know, and I went in January because they have to go out in all weather. But I also went in January because I have a small business back in Arklow, and this is the quietest time of the year. So it's a combination of a few reasons. And the roads are quieter in the winter as well, and the scenery is beautiful in the winter, you know. I mean, I've had beautiful sunny, crisp days, and I've had howl and wind days, and I've had snow on the mountain days. But it's all beautiful. That's Ireland for you. You could get that any time almost. But I know I'm going to see the spring coming in eventually. I know I am. But my best friend Anne-Marie said, Mary, how are you going to find your way? You're going to get lost. You get lost in the supermarket. But my philosophy is I'm running around the coast. If the sea's on the right, I'm not lost.
Just look simply to the sea. Exactly.
Yeah, I just have to ask, is the sea on my right, lads? And if they say the sea's on your right, then I'm fine. You know, it's all good. I'm actually enjoying it because I've worked hard all my life, and I have a coffee shop in Arklow. I could easily be doing a 12-hour shift Saturday, Sunday. So this is the first time I took time out for myself, this much time out, and it's tipping on by now. I reckon I'm not halfway till I get to Galway.
So, Mary, for people, you're doing this all, of course, in aid of the RNLI, a fantastic cause. How can people support you?
Well, if they go on to RNLI, Lap of the Map, there is a donate button on that, because literally it's an everyday hero charity site, and that's where they can donate. I'm not collecting as I go around, because you couldn't. Someone said, are you carrying a bucket? I said, are you for real now? How could you get around the country with a bucket? But the money's coming in well. I'd like it to come in a little bit more because it's for the whole of Ireland. It's not just for my own Offlo or in the live station. It's for all the stations around. So each time I come through a county, I'm hoping people will realise that, you know, if they donate, it's probably going to go to their own area, perhaps. It'll go to people who, you know, the stations who need it most at the time.
Well, Mary, we wish you all the best in the remainder of your run, and hopefully we'll be talking to you when you have finished those around, as you say, 3,000 kilometres. It's absolutely incredible. And thanks a million for joining us on the radio today.
Thank you very much for calling, because, you know, every little bit we get, it will remind people why I'm doing this. I think some people think I'm just doing it, but I'm doing it for a reason or in a life.
Mary, thanks for joining us this morning on Spirit Radio. And as Mary said there, if you want to track her progress, you can go onto the website ornlilapofthemap.com. You'll see also there on that website the links to Facebook and Twitter, and also exactly how you can donate and support Mary. What a woman. It's just incredible. At 65 years of age, running the entire coast of Ireland and running 24 miles a day. It is just absolutely amazing. But isn't it so heartwarming as well to hear the support that Mary has been getting from people as she runs around Ireland, and just that beautiful image of kids waving her off as she runs past their school, and all sort of that, all that sort of stuff as well. It's always these interviews that make me think of that one-liner that people say these days, faith in humanity restored.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.